here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hi friends, we are excited today. We are joined by a special guest, Casey Campbell from Temptation Island season one.
Legendary Casey, baby.
Legendary.
You guys are so sweet. Thanks for having me.
How you doing?
I think about you all the time, especially on the show.
Oh,
like her experiences?
So happy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm just proud that she got
made
rid
it
of them.
Through. I know.
Yeah, right? Tell me about it. It's crazy to watch the show now because it's like I'm in such a different place. And I still, it's nuts. It's been years and I still get messages from people like they just watched it. It's nuts.
Yeah. Like I for bet. Some reason, the episode we had you on when you were on season one is like our most listened to episode ever. People
wow.
like really love, connect. I don't know, just like really resonate with this show. Yeah. And so it's great to kind of catch up with you. So, all right, we heard some things.
And it was just so great. We're just so happy that it's
oh,
over.
Yeah,
with
you made it out. Yeah.
Jerk off.
So did Evan and Morgan break up?
Honestly, I don't even know details of what's happening currently, but yeah, they, I mean, I've done a few interviews on it. Me and Morgan have actually done some interviews and podcasts on it. And yeah, he basically did everything and more to her and left her in Virginia, came to LA. She reached out to me. I helped her through it this past year. And then I started catching her in Little Lies like all the time.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I gave her like a lot of opportunities to come forward and just be like, hey, like I'm still messing around with him. I'm still caught in this cycle. And I was like, it's not a big deal. Like you can
I
just
can understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I get it. Like no judgment. Like if you're stuck in it, like whatever, but she kept lying. And now I've heard and seen on blogs that she's in Tulum with him and I don't know, man. I don't know if they're together.
I've heard about Tulum is the place everybody's going. That's hilarious that you say that.
So she, like, essentially you were being her support system with A is amazing given everything you went through, but like, and then she was essentially not scamming you, but not telling you the whole truth.
Oh no, I 100% feel scammed. So yeah, when she reached out to me, I mean, my initial reaction was like, no, like I'm not going to give her my number. Like, we're not going to talk. My friends and family were like, Casey, hell no. Like, yeah. Absolutely not.
You're crazy.
Yeah. No, they straight up. My mom and dad specifically and a few of my like close inner circle friends were like, absolutely not. Like, you're crazy.
Bad idea. Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Like, I know what she's going through and I'm just going to be the bigger person. It's like, I only live once. I'm a kind person. I'm genuine. And like, I know what she's going through and I can really help her in a really effed up situation. So let her reach out to me. And when I say I was this girl's support system, I mean, this girl's like texting me like all day, every day for like months, like 3 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, like crazy. Okay. And then it got to the point, like I'm one of those people where I don't act like I know everything that's going on, but I do. And LA is the biggest.
When's your birthday?
October 7th.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And LA, like people that move here, they don't realize it's like the biggest small town. So like things get around.
Yeah.
So I know for a fact that like she's still messing around with Evan, but like texting me and acting like she needs a support system. So I would give her like mini opportunities, like, hey, like, just let me know what's up. Like, I won't be mad. Like, I don't care if you're with him, like do you girl, but like, just tell
me the truth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue to lie like nonstop. So then it got to the point where I literally had to tell her, like I unfollowed her on everything and she like kind of got upset. And I was very honest with her. I was like, this is what you did on the show. This is why, like, I shouldn't have been kind to you in the first place, but I did. Mm-hmm. And I did for almost a full year. And then this is what I know. And no,
jeez.
You gotta stop texting me. You gotta stop calling me. Like, enough is enough.
Well, and it sounds like she like gaslighted you. Like, what's the point of doing that?
She has no friends of her own to go text. She obviously isolated everybody else. Nobody else in her life wants to hear about it.
It was very weird. And then it got to the point after I unfollowed her and like blocked her number, she's like tweeting me and commenting my tweet. So I had to block her on that too. Like,
Wow. She's like an ex-boyfriend. It's like, you guys belong together.
It was really weird.
Wow.
So, and then now, like, what I mean, I don't check blogs often, but obviously I get DMs and like people update me on things. Yeah. Now she's in Tulum with him. And I'm like, good Lord, girl. Like, what are you doing?
So stupid. Well, jeez. You know, hopefully she learns her lesson at some point. I mean, it's great that you did and you like stayed out of it. Like, you really broke the cycle. Do you credit that to the show? Like,
honestly, that's tough, because when I, like, I don't know if you guys ever watched my YouTube videos when I finally like spilled the tea on like everything. About a year before we filmed TI, there was a really like big breaking point where that like infamous ultimatum came from, where I like really ended things with Evan and like kicked him out of the house. And he knew, I think his like little like a light bulb went off and he's like, holy shit, like I can't manipulate her anymore. Like, she's waking the hell up to my nonsense. And I think at that point is when he started like plotting and trying to figure out his like next move. And then Temptation Island happened. So I think I was already waking up to it. On my own. But I think Temptation Island was the way that I was able to like literally get over him with like zero hesitation.
Because a lot
of people have like a really hard time understanding how like they see me on the finale and they're like, you're so heartbroken and you're begging him, and then all of a sudden you're just like over him and not answering his texts and want nothing to do with him. A lot of people don't understand that. And when I say it, like, literally was a light switch where it's like my feelings were on and then they were literally just like done. And nothing in this universe could ever make me feel or want to be with him again. It was like
light switch just snapped. Yeah.
And it's like, nice being in the pub. It's on video camera. You see it. That's kind of helpful as well. And your whole family's watched it. That keeps you, you know, like accountable.
Fun fact. So it's actually kind of sad, but the only person in my family who's actually watched the finale is my mom. My brothers, like, once they started seeing how the show was going, they stopped watching the show altogether. So I think they've seen like 3 episodes.
Cause they're going to go kill him.
Yeah. My dad watched the whole show. And then my mom watched the finale first. And me and my mom were like, you cannot watch the finale.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not. You're going to want to mess this dude.
Right.
Like, not
absolutely. Like, all of America.
Never seen it. To this day, he'll never watch it.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. Crazy. I mean, you gotta, I think like, it's just great that, like we said, you made it out and like you've stayed true to it. And it was, I mean, obviously it was a terrible experience in some ways, but in a lot of ways it like really freed you, which is good.
Has he reached out to you when Morgan was reaching out? Was he trying to reach out to you at all?
No. So back, like after we were done filming my show from like October to like New Year's Eve, so like a few months, he was like constantly harassing me. I mean, Morgan's seen all the texts. Like, it was ridiculous. I ignored him the whole time. And then on New Year's Eve, I like unleashed on him and I sent her that crazy novel text. She's seen it all. And like, even my dad, like, people have seen the text. They're like, Casey, like, you'll never hear from this man ever again. Like, you destroyed him.
Oh, I love it.
His entire life. Like,
that's awesome.
Did you save the text? Like, do you still
No, it's legendary. Like, sometimes, like, when I'm just like, when I see like he said some like shitty thing about me online again, the dude still talks about me like all the time. Like, I want to say, like, a few weeks ago, I get all these DMs in his stories. He's saying I'm like his ex that's ugly on the inside and out.
What the hell?
Like, just what? Like, why are you talking about me? It's
right.
Bizarre. So whenever I get mad, I like read this text and I'm like, I owned this dude. Like,
I love it.
Straight up.
Like, what a dirtbag.
Anytime you want to do a dramatic reading of the text message,
we would love that.
Honestly, it's one of the greatest things I've ever done in my life.
And you're still close with the other girls I see online, right? That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
totally great. Especially it's kind of sad because Nicole and Katie, like, they live far away, but Shari, I mean, we both lived in LA. Like, me, Shari, and Javen, we hang out all the time. So
that's great. Cool.
Did they get married?
Not married yet, but they're getting married in 2021.
Oh, cool. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. That's good. That's a safe. Oh, that's this year.
Oh yeah. Jeez, probably because of COVID.
COVID definitely put a damper in things. They like moved to LA and then the whole world shut down.
Are you dating anybody?
I'm definitely like dating, talking to guys, but nothing like, no one that I want to like lock it down with, but I have like a roster of guys.
A roster. I love it.
Have any famous guys reached out to you ever being in LA?
honestly,
or other reality TV stars?
A few, yeah, like a couple guys from Are You the One. And then this is weird, but like Canadian hockey players are like always in my DMs.
Oh, fascinating.
Are you attracted to toothless hot men that can take a punch?
I guess.
I am.
It's weird. They're just like always in my DMs.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, hunky. I love a hockey player.
Do you? That's not my vibe at all.
Oh, yeah. I love them. Just their bodies, the strong shoulders.
Yeah.
I don't know, athletes. And then I have like a few like baseball players too.
Okay. All right.
Oh, nice.
What's on average, like your DMs, what percentage are dudes like trying to holler?
Oh God. That's kind of tough because I truly have like a ton of women.
Yeah. I would imagine.
That reach out to me. Yeah. Like I would say majority, but no, like my DMs, I mean, like, I don't want to like sound crazy, but like it's a lot like every day.
Oh, wow.
Well, good for you. Yeah, it's zero for me. And, did you ever get into the box that were you doing you were going to think about doing the date box?
Oh yeah, you told us you had like a business idea for like a.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was something that I was doing before TI, but okay. Honestly, it's kind of sad.
Got so busy.
I feel like freaking Evan tainted it because he like told everyone that he like invested money in it and like just all these lies, and I just don't want anything to do.
You didn't were like, I'm done with that. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just like just such nonsense, and I'm like, ugh, I just don't want anything like attached to him at all.
Yeah,
like, he can't take credit for nothing. Yeah,
I also love that you're literally wearing a sweatshirt right now that says "Love is poison." That just, I love that. It's perfect.
That's a great saying. That's the truth.
Honest, I just threw this on and I didn't even really.
That's perfect. I think it's like you couldn't have planned it better.
I love it. That is a. You should brand, or I don't know if you can take that, but that's great. God.
Oh, it's cute. Love it.
I love this hoodie. That's so funny. I really, truly did not mean to.
I think it's just.
And your hair with the color, you're kind of, the poison ivy. Oh my God. Look at that, man.
Yeah.
Did someone professionally do your hair color like that?
Yeah. So I have this lady, her name's Berta, that I've been going to actually since I like finished TI filming for like a few years now. And we actually were trying to go from dark to blonde again. So we like stripped all the hair color, I want to say like on Halloween, and it turned like this orangey, like ginger, like copper color. And we were like, oh shit, like I really like
it. Good work. Yeah.
Like kept it for a while. And then this next time, like think like whenever I dyed this, like a week or two ago, we were supposed to go like blonde. And I was like, no, like I want to go red. So we did this and we both love it.
Oh, yeah, you look great.
It gives me a good deal. And
that's
nice.
That's what you need, like, especially in LA.
Full time.
Yeah, looks great. Okay,
that's awesome.
So we gotta start with Kendall and Erica. I don't know if you've, I don't know if you've seen this. That there's rumors going around that they like came on the show to get famous, and it's all like a hustle,
and that they're broken up.
What's your opinion?
Okay, so obviously, like, I can't give like outcome of the show or anything like that, but I will say that I've personally hung out with Erica on a few different occasions,
okay,
and I know for a fact that they're a real couple.
Okay.
And like, they really dated, they really lived together, like very much a real couple, not scamming,
right?
Like,
up until they came in. No,
they came onto the island, and is from what I understand they were living together.
Okay.
So no, that's like really false.
No, I was questioning because it's not working out for Kendall. So I don't know. So I was like, would a person who's such a narcissist allow that to happen? So I was just questioning it in my head. Yeah.
What do you think about his no rules argument for his behavior?
I think Kendall, honestly, I think I tweeted it last night and then I like deleted it because I was like, it's a little harsh. I don't know. Like, I just like say it like it is, but then sometimes I'm like, okay, it's a little much, but I'm going to say it now. I think he's one of the worst people I've ever seen in reality.
On the planet.
I agree.
Yeah.
Honestly, he like gives Evan a run for his money, which is like saying something. Yeah. Like, that's a big statement.
Yeah.
Like, he makes Evan look like a nice guy, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Evan looked like Evan had like remorse at times.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good point.
It was an act, but at least he was acting that way. You know, at least he had enough sense to like act like he felt bad.
Yeah.
Kendall's
a predator.
Yes. And there's like a cold, like he's like a serial killer to me.
Psychopath.
Like that he has no emotion. And like the way even Corey, like we talked about this on the last episode, but Corey checked him, was like, so who are you playing? Are you playing Erica? Are you playing Alexis? And like,
I love that.
They can sense that he's sick. Yeah. Like the good dudes are like, oh,
wild. No. Yeah. To watch, because I like caught up on all the episodes last night, because I only watched the first two that I like had a live tweet for, and I've been working and I'm just been crazy. Life's been nuts. So I caught up last night, and the guys, man, especially Julian and Corey, you can tell they are like so disturbed by the things that come out of this dude's mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, I literally was in my bed watching. I was like clapping for Corey. I'm like, thank God, like someone finally like called this dude out. Like,
yeah,
you guys are all showing it on your faces and your body language, but like no one's actually like saying like you're a psycho. Like,
what? No, it's sick. Crazy. Even what he said to her, like in the video message this week, he said something like, you can turn into the woman that I know you can
he's
be
gaslighting it's like, her through the freaking right mess. It's like it all on her.
Yeah, it's like fuck he's off acting, with this
like
shit.
We can get through this, and I'm like, bro, you are literally living in like another galaxy, like 100%. Like, he's so delusional.
Yeah, he's
and trying to set up another thruple or a threesome, and then and that Nicole girl place. Oh my God,
I felt bad for her the whole time. I'm like, okay, like this is like kind of like another Morgan. It's like, girl, like what are you doing? But I honestly, I kind of felt bad for Alexis, because they were both pressuring the hell out of her. And you could tell the thing that kind of made me sad was after the first threesome, you could tell like she was kind of like, what did I do? Like
she even said it. Yeah. I wish I didn't do that. Like,
not totally comfortable with it. And that's a messed up feeling to wake up the next morning and realize you did something that you're like not totally okay with.
In there.
I know. Yeah. Right? It's not a fun feeling. So you can tell she was going through that. And then they try to like pressure her.
And on TV. Yeah.
She had to literally like run up the stairs to bed. I'm like, you guys, what are you doing?
Yeah. No. I think, I think he
surprised him and Nicole didn't hook up.
Yeah, me too.
Honestly, me too.
I thought that was going to happen. I thought that was the next move. I just think he's one of the grossest. It's just, I've already said this, but like to emotionally fuck with people like he does and so coldly is like an extra kind of fucked up. Like, it's just such a terrible thing to do to a person.
It's sick. And after she didn't give the video, which I freaking died.
Thank God.
And he goes, well, I guess all the guys are getting in her head and she can't think for her own.
Yeah.
I wanted to reach through that TV and choke him.
Yeah.
What a psychopath.
That just shows you though how truly manipulative he is, because that's how his mind thinks. He doesn't think that like she made that decision on her own. He thinks that someone else is in her head making that decision for her. That's how effed up that dude is.
And the way he keeps saying she better keep working on herself, she better keep on
like,
that
you gotta start working on yourself. Like,
like he's acting like he's on some spiritual journey. It's like, shut the fuck up. You're getting wasted and sleeping with people. You're not doing any work. Like, just stop. Yeah.
I can tell, because me and Mark, like, we're like friends. Like, we were close.
Oh, Mark does not fuck with him.
No, dude. I could tell, like, in the last two bonfires, Mark, I could tell, is just cringing inside.
He does.
Dying.
Yeah. He's a gross.
There's so much he wants to say that he can't say. Yeah.
Like, I think he even chuckled last time as he walked up to the bonfire. Farm was like, Kendall, you ready? Like, already knew it was like, this shit is a joke, you know.
I could tell Mark is not a fan of Kendall.
Yeah,
like at least not in those two bonfires, because his face says it all. Like, Mark's like a husband and has like a daughter. Like, you know, like everything Kendall's saying is like so disgusting. Like, not Mark's deal.
And so I'm a huge Mark fan. I think he's a phenomenal host. You're close with him outside, like you guys talk from time to time.
Yeah, no, he's like one of those people. He actually lives right up the street from me. He's one of those people, like, honestly, like if I was ever in like a real emergency, like I could call him and he would like help me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, wow. Like totally. Like even like during the pandemic when we were all shut down, like he has like a farm. He's like, you and like Shari, Javen, like you guys can come hang out. Like, he's totally cool. He's like everyone's dad.
Oh, that's
great. What Rick said. We talked to Rick the other day.
We talked to
Ashley and Rick season two.
Yeah. Cares a lot about us, and it's hard for Mark because he does have like a job to do, you know, like he has to like stir up shit and like ask certain questions. Like, he has a job, like that's what he does. But at the same time, like, he really does like form bonds with us and like cares about our well-being, and like it puts him in a tough spot a lot of the time.
Yeah,
are you spending more time with him than it shows?
Yeah, like there's like off days where he'll like come over and like hang out with us and like eat some food, or like before filming, like we'll hang out and talk. And
yeah,
Yeah, that's like
awesome. I always remember the guy hooked you up at Taco Bell. Remember that, Geneva?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dang, I forgot. Yeah, you guys really were. You have a good.
You have a good memory. I don't even remember that until you bring it up. It's like
I don't know why. See, I'm like obsessed. I'm just so proud of you. I was sucked into a bad relationship too, so it's just nice that. Yeah. And I swear to God, I'll lose my mind if. Why do you think Erica is so? When she is, it just her personality that she's kind of just really keeping it bottled up.
Dude, I don't know, man.
How's she doing that?
I'm like worried for her because I don't know how it ends, but in my gut, I think that he's still manipulating her. And like I said, I don't know. I really don't.
That's me too. Since I
last That's what Justine has said too. Like she thinks that it's still happening. I just hope we see, like, I don't know if you watched season two, but Ashley's story with, what was that guy's name? The crier.
Casey.
Oh, Casey.
Like, you know, like that trajectory where she just becomes really strong and is like, get the fuck out of here.
But this is the thing. Honestly, when I say Kendall's worse than Evan, I immediately recognized it.
Oh, like, God, yes.
Like, yeah.
He's on a whole other level.
Yep.
And if she has already admitted that she's like been sucked in and out of it a million times.
Yep.
And he's already working it in the video and everything.
Yeah. And this is the thing. Right now, Kendall is getting a lot of hate online and like social media, and he's getting a lot of heat. And he really, like, these people that think like this, like Evan and David and Kendall, they all think they're going to be the stars of the show. Mm-hmm. So then when the show comes out and they're the villains, genuinely shocked. Like, real. They really are like, holy shit, I'm the bad guy. Because they thought they were going to be the star and everyone was going to love them, which is so crazy. But it shows
you
in your mind.
Yep.
So he's like shocked right now, and he's like in full blown damage control. And I think like that's what, if like Erica ever listens to this, that's what she needs to remind herself is right now he's on his best behavior. He's charming his pants off because he's on damage control. He's trying to save his name. It's not because he loves her or wants to be with her. It's because he's trying to save his name and his reputation.
Yeah. Yeah. If he loves you, no one would treat you like that.
No, absolutely not. Yep. That's great.
Do you think if you're going on this show, your relationship is over? Is it really? I love how they call it a process. I find that kind of funny.
No, I saw this like comment on Reddit the other day. They were like, I forget the exact quote, but it was something like, I love how like being able to keep your pants on around the opposite sex is called a journey. I was like, stop it. Someone finally said it. I don't know. This is my, cause like, Shari and Javen, I spend a lot of time with them, truly. Like,
I could see them. Yeah.
Yeah. We hang out and like don't even post it on social media. We're like that kind of friends. And I've really truly seen like growth with them from when I first met them till today, where like they love each other and they work hard at their relationship and they try their best to be healthy and like fix toxic patterns that they know that they have. They're very self-aware and so them, they might be the exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they are end game, but I think, if you're going to go on Temptation and actually wait, stop, Julian and Kristen. I like Julian and Kristen a lot. Like,
I do too.
I could see that too. Yeah.
But I think that's like a different, I guess there's like a difference to me. I don't know if this is where you're going, but like, a one-off situation that somebody can't get past, where it's like there's just something there that they need help with, like that you would go to therapy for, like Julian, Kristen,
that's one thing.
And then you have like these people who are obviously like a Kendall, or even I'm very interested to get your like thoughts on Aaron and Corey, but like even there where you're like, it's just not a match, right? And this is the precipice to be like, okay, this is it.
So this is the thing that I think people need to remember is like, we go through a very extensive casting process and like, we literally get like psych tests and interviews and IQ tests and all sorts of things. So they're picking couples that are gonna like have some issues. Okay. On TV, they're not like healthy couples that are meant to be together.
Right.
So I think that's what people need to like remember. It's like when you get cast on this show, you shouldn't exactly take that as a compliment. Like that means that you're probably not supposed to be together. And like, gonna make it so you are no longer together.
Right.
Yeah. Because out of 12 couples, there's two that Yeah, it's a small percentage.
Yeah.
And that's even hard. And it still takes a ton of work.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Like,
or I guess out of the three seasons, I guess.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, even after the show, I mean, our season one, it's years later, and we still are being talked about in blogs and fan pages and get DMs. It's like, if you're in a relationship and you're trying to build a life with someone and you're just constantly getting DMs about the past.
Yeah.
It's like, that's hard.
Yeah,
like, it's really hard. Like, Javen and Shari, that's why they're so private, because it's like,
yeah, they don't,
oh yeah,
it messes with you. You have to separate it.
Yep. Yep. So what do you think of Corey and Aaron? What are your thoughts on that couple?
So again, I've never met Corey. I've met Aaron, and I actually really, really like Aaron a lot. She's super fun, super chill. She seems very self-aware. Corey though, on the show, from what I've seen so far, I love him. Like, I'm such a fan of him. He's such a sweetheart. I felt really bad for him, like, at the beginning, because it kind of seemed like he didn't feel appreciated by her and whatnot. And I did, before I met Aaron, I was like, damn, like, she's like this amazing guy, and she's just like kind of like not appreciating him. But once I met her, and now that I've seen all the episodes, and I kind of see what is going on with her, and I think she might be just like terrified of like being in love and like ever getting hurt again, it's making a lot more sense to me. I don't know if they're a match, but I think they're both good people.
That's a good way to put it. I think watching her, I came in like, she's terrible. She came on the show just to break up with him. It's super obvious. She like, this was her move. But now I've seen like, yeah, she does seem like she has like some additional layers and stuff going on. But I kind of agree with you. Like, I don't think they're a match.
She needs a Canadian hockey player.
She needs that. And he needs,
he's too
like,
soft for her.
He needs like a bachelorette girl, like a very sweet little, like, I could just see him like with a very nice, just a nice little, you know,
they just
something.
Seem like too different. And it's funny that you said that when you first saw her on the show, like, you were like, she's not like, she just wants to get rid of him. So me and some of the other cast members, we did like some filming with production, like a little like Where Are They Now episode, and we watched clips, and one of the clips was Corey and Aaron, and we said that we were like, this girl is not in love with him, like, she's just, she doesn't, she wants to leave him but doesn't know how to say it.
That's how it felt to me in the beginning.
That's the vibe
too.
That I first got from the very first clip I saw,
and it might be true, right? Like, regardless, she could be okay and still like have gone on the show to be like, I want
to. Do you think she's getting kind of a villain edit? She's nicer.
She's actually talked to me about it personally, and asked for advice on like how to handle things. Truly, like, in person, like, she really is just like a fun, unproblematic like girl. Like, she's very chill, and she's getting a lot of hate, or was, I think it's kind of turning around now. So she was kind of asking me like how to handle it, like what to do, and I was like, honestly, you just need to like be your authentic self, like show people your personality. Like, if you got an edit that doesn't show who you really are, now it's your opportunity to show who you really are, and that's what she's been doing. And then she's been ignoring people, but she definitely got.
How do you feel about her getting rid of Shaquille? It seemed like they were connecting, and then I was shocked by that.
I wasn't.
Were you, Geneva?
Okay. No, I think he was more into her than she was into
him. That's what I was going to say. So I truly believe that she did the right thing, because it was so clear. He was like all in with her.
Yeah. And she was just trying to help him out, maybe.
I think it was like she realized, or in my opinion, she realized like if she continued going with him, she's fucking with him. Yeah.
But the show was focused on him. Isn't there another guy in the background that's not even on the show? I was just surprised that he was kicked off.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised too, because you're right. Like, the show has made it seem like that's who she's connecting with the most, for sure. But I think that's why she got rid of him. I think she, that's not so bad, got rid of him. But I think that's why. I think because he was definitely like feeling things that she wasn't feeling for him.
And she Do you think if you're feeling bad, that you go on this show for either clout or like, I don't know. Like, do you think that's a primary reason why people go on this show?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, to be honest, I think for anyone to say that like they don't, it's just like naive. Like, like, we live in a time where social media and followers and being verified is like a big deal to a lot of people. And yeah, they 100% go on the show, like, not for love, not to meet anyone, because they are hoping that they're going to get that blue check on Instagram. 100%.
Yeah. Kind of sad, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. It's a weird, it's weird, but no, it's 100%.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
And living in LA, you see that more than anything. Oh, yeah, probably, sure. Right?
Yeah, you see it like next
it's
level.
It's like weird for me because I've literally lived here my entire life. Like, I don't know any different than LA. Yeah. So I see all these people like move here and I'm just like, I see through it all the time. Like, they're literally just moving here because they think they're going to get famous, like really famous, like A-list famous. And I'm like,
yeah,
when like a million other people.
Yeah.
Well, I think what people forget about like A-list fame is like most of that time, that shit is work. Like, it's you know what I mean? So it's like years. Like when you see a Brad Pitt or some shit, that's not like, it's not like they're sitting around. Yeah.
And a lot of those people, like, you don't want to be that kind of famous, though. That kind of famous, like, you can't, you don't have quality of life
at all.
Just go to like the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know? That's another thing that cracks me up. I'm like, all these like TI people act like they're like crazy famous. Cause I'm like,
really? Yeah, right, right.
You can leave your house and there's not paparazzi.
Right, like, I would never recognize anybody.
Right.
Like, you're gonna Alexis, you little hooker.
Yeah, like you're gonna be just fine. Like no one knows who you are at the grocery store.
Yeah, totally.
It's gonna be good.
What are your really, thoughts?
Oh, go ahead.
What are your thoughts on Tom and Chelsea?
Oh, that's a tough one, man. Because honestly, again, I met Chelsea and I like her, but from the, I'm gonna just go based on the edit right now.
Yeah.
Because I do, I like her.
She's people hate her. Yeah.
One person, but the edit, it's very hypocritical.
Yeah.
It's very, totally. They're both doing the same thing. And honestly, I think she's doing worse things right now. So
I think so too. It's like
kind of hard to watch.
It's funny to watch him cry.
It's comical because they're literally doing the exact same thing to each other and then are both extremely outraged at each other's behavior.
They seem like a great match.
You're pissed that he's rubbing her ass. You were bouncing back on somebody's dick. Like, look, I don't understand.
Underwater. You can't even see what's going on.
Right. You don't know.
No, it's, they're both doing the same thing. And honestly, it kind of seems to me like a kind of like an Aaron and Corey situation. It kind of seems that, I don't think Chelsea is totally into him and she's just kind of finding like excuses to like get out.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? That's good. Yeah, that's a good way to think of it. She, I had a.
It seems like she keeps like trying to find something in like everything. It's like, but if you took a step back, like I think Mark even called it out at the bonfire, like you're literally doing the same thing that he's doing. So it's like, if you're so upset, like how do you think he's feeling seeing what you're doing?
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Do they, when you get video clips, like the clips they show, either the video messages and stuff like that, can they watch it? Can you watch it more than once? Or they literally, it's like you only watch it that 30 seconds.
No, it's that one.
Wow.
One and done. And they really like make sure, because like obviously we're filming like a TV show and it's unscripted. It truly is. People have a hard time believing that, but it really is unscripted.
Yeah.
So when we
it
get
feels the, unscripted.
When we get those video shots, they like make sure that like all the cameras are correct, all the mics are correct, all the lighting, because it's like they're gonna get it that one time.
Like, go.
That's So sometimes like they'll be setting everything up for like 30-40 minutes for like us just to view that clip because they don't want to miss like anything that happens.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's one of the best parts of the show.
Yeah, you would want to watch. I would be one of those people like, I'm gonna watch it again. I want to see what he looks like. What is he saying?
Yeah,
like, did
no,
I miss something? Yeah, you only get it
and
once.
They're really like 15-second clips. Like it's short.
Crazy. Yeah.
And it cuts right off when it's getting good. It's like, oh man.
I've always
in the
wondered.
Box. It's so dramatic.
And
why is it
quiet? Like the whole set, like everyone's like rocking. It's so funny.
Why do they show it? Why do they show bonfire clips on an iPad and not on like a large screen? I've always wondered this.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very weird. I don't know. I think maybe because they're trying to like give the whole like island vibe and you can't have like TV in the island. I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny. So do you think Julia and Kristen, is that your pick for people that you hope are together?
Could
like,
stay.
Who do you think
probably
of
that.
These?
Because I was like doubtful at first because the way like they were advertising it, it felt like it was like me and Evan when they were advertising. It's like 10 years together. Yep. Like he's cheated. Like they're not getting married. Like I'm like, okay. Like, so this is like a new.
Julian proved us wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, as I've watched, I mean, it's so clear, like, they love each other. And at first I was worried because it didn't seem like she was like in love with him the same way.
Yeah.
But no, she just like has been through some serious like trauma. And like, she's just like, I think she's just realizing how much that's affecting her, and trauma can really mess up your relationship. So no, I'm totally rooting for them. Julian is freaking precious. He's like,
so cute.
He's just so respectful. I actually died in the episode when
flipped back in the pool.
That part, and at the bonfire when Mark asked him why he cheated in the past, and he said, he was like, because I was like an ignorant, arrogant, like asshole. Like, that's me being a man to man, like saying that. And then they pan over to Kendall's face and he's like,
yeah.
Like, it's all like, oh shit. But no, I really like Julian a lot, and I hope it.
I love the whole chicken gate where the girls were all around him cooking chicken, and they all start fighting.
Yeah, I think that escalated quick.
I was wrong
about him, because I like, I came in thinking he was like a douche. I'm like, oh, another like Jersey bro, blah blah blah. But he's really like such a sweetheart.
I feel like maybe Kristen could outgrow him though, but we'll see.
You think?
Yeah. No, we'll definitely.
Maybe not, but I don't know
for sure. Yeah. But
they got the best chance.
Oh,
do you think Chelsea and Tom could end up together and they'll just fight until they die together?
Honestly,
I could see that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
So after.
Well, like, I feel like Aaron and Corey, I just feel like it's just, they're trying to force something that's not there. Freaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kendall and Erica is like, that's a whole crazy situation. We just need to like never speak to him again. Yep. Erica's
parents need to pick her up, take her away, and never let her speak to him again.
And like,
absolutely,
like block him from everything.
Yeah,
it's not healthy. It's abuse.
No, yeah. It's bad. Like, I was watching it and I'm just like, because I know, I'm like, if like production got in trouble for Evan, it's like, how the hell, like, did they do this all over again? Like, this is like worse. Like, are you kidding me? Like, how terrible. Can you allow this to happen
they again? Got in trouble for Evan.
I like, as far as what I've heard is like, yeah, there's like, Evan is like suing the network and the showrunner.
Because for his portrayal,
which is hilarious.
That's funny.
It's like, you defamed yourself,
right?
Well, you brought up what's his name from last season, that couple, what was his name, David, and what was her name,
Kate,
and they stayed together, and I can't even follow them on Instagram, my stomach turns.
Yeah,
are they still together?
No, I think,
oh, thank God,
stayed together for a little bit, but then I believe they ended things somewhere along the line, and I actually think she has a new boyfriend.
Oh, good for her. Yeah. That's good to hear.
Yeah, so
yeah,
and then the East Coast, wherever.
And he seemed remorseful. I mean, Kendall really is the devil.
No, he's
good.
It's like shocking to watch. Like, I honestly could, some of the things that were coming out of his mouth, I was just like mouth open, like, holy shit.
It's insane. Like,
he's the way he's already setting it up for his
wild.
You know, way to get her back. It's just,
oh yeah. He's laying the foundation. He's a master manipulator, and he yeah, it's disgusting.
And Alexis, man, how she doesn't like see through it. I'm just like, God.
Sad.
And then I hope she's myself, like, I used to like not be able to see through it too. But it's just crazy to me that they can't. Because I, now that I do see it, you can't unsee it. You
right,
know?
Right. Like, once it's like the, once you have the blinders off, you're like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I get you're on a show, but he's wanting to have threesome after threesome. And he has a girlfriend. I mean, come on. Yeah.
Be with you, and like, you were talking about kids. It's like, how are you not seeing through this craziness?
Yeah, it's insane.
Oh, that's a good thing. When Tom tells, not Maya, what's her name?
Sophia or something.
Sophia.
That he wants to see her forever. They're going to be together in his life forever. Is he already kind of moving on, or
that
he gives mixed messages?
Because I'm just like, I don't know, man, if you're like serious about your girlfriend and you make it through Temptation Island, I mean, you're not gonna want to be staying close to the single girl that you were like rubbing her butt and going on all the dates with. So no, I found it a little odd, to say the least.
Very odd.
A little odd, a little inappropriate.
So after all of your journey and everything you've gone through, your journey, would you go on the show again?
Would I go on the show again?
Yeah.
So it's funny that you ask this. So before I saw season three, if they would have asked me to go on as a single, I probably would have said yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I probably would have said yes. But I feel like I've grown a lot. Like in the first year after filming, I grew a lot. But this last year and even like the last few months,
yeah,
I'm like reaching like levels of growth that like I truly like never thought I would reach in my life. And like my mindset is like very different. Mm-hmm. And when I see, and I'm probably going to get some heat for this, I'll try to say it in the nicest way possible. The way that I see these single girls conducting themselves, and if that's how you want to conduct yourself, like that's totally fine. Like live your life the way you want to live your life, like no judgment. But imagining myself and like who I am and what I want, yeah, in that environment makes absolutely zero sense.
Like, no, I would say we're like, yeah, what the hell are these girls on? I mean, I don't know how they get it going like that. Right.
There's no way. Like I would not vibe. Like it's not it's not me. It's not my energy. It's not what I want. It's not what I'm about. It's not how I act. Like, so no, like I don't think I could ever go on the show.
Yeah.
And especially also like we were talking about like dating earlier. Like I've reached a point in my life where if I don't meet someone that just like reaches my crazy high standards, then I'm totally cool with being single for the rest of my life.
That's how you know you like you've done that growth where it's like cool. Oh, and that's when the right person's going to come to. I always say that. Like, if you're cool with yourself, then the right person's going to come along for sure.
Yeah. And it's a weird feeling because a lot of people, and I'll be real, like a lot of my friends, like they don't even really totally understand it because a lot of people don't reach this. And I feel like you have to like really go through some shit to like get to this mindset.
Yeah.
But the type of guys that are going to like go on Temptation Island to date someone that has a boyfriend are probably not the kind of guy that's going to reach those standards and like, you know, like be the man that I need to be.
Yep. Oh God. Yeah. No,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I think since you're
cool. And it's already starting off messy.
Yeah. I think we need like a dating show where the scorned women of Temptation Island get like a good dating show, not bachelor crap. Yes. Like you could be the first one. Mark's helping the guys develop into like,
has the bachelor tried to get you?
Right.
I would be all for that. And actually, so the thing that kind of sucks about me is shows like The Bachelor, like they're okay working with people that have been like on other things, but it depends on how well known you are. Yeah. And like when you Google me, it's like Temptation Island. Everything.
That bonfire picture comes right up. Yeah.
That's why I think we got to work on a new show. And
so I can't, like no other shows or networks would ever like work with me because I'm too well known from Temptation Island.
Yeah.
So it's
you
like,
could host a show maybe.
Haunting me. Like, straight up. Like,
right.
So I don't know. I mean, it would be awesome. Like what you said, if they did some sort of like bachelorette show where it's like classy and like all the dudes is there for me, like that I could get on board with.
We could see
Temptation Island. It just, it's not me. It's not my vibe. And I would not be true to myself or authentic if I did that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
great. Or a young Bravo show where they should get you for a reality show. I think
that would be good. Yeah.
Like my life. Like that'd be dope.
Yeah.
You're a Bravo fan. Oh, sorry. What do you think about Jen Shah?
Oh, are you into Salt Lake City? Okay. So we still don't know details, but I will say watching her on the show, couldn't stand her.
Me like, neither.
Oh,
and I thought I was going to like her. Like I thought she was going to be somebody that I really liked. And she ended up being terrible. She's nuts. She was like the worst.
Yeah. She's the worst.
Yeah.
She's not self-aware at all.
No.
The fact that she just like, everyone just lets her walk all over them. Like, I don't understand it. The way she treats people, the way she speaks to people, she's delusional. Like, no, was not a fan. It got to the point that I was like, if she's on season
she ruined
two,
the show. Yeah.
If I can watch season two.
I felt the same way. I thought she was terrible.
Yeah, the worst.
Yeah.
And the Lord's doing the work for us.
Yeah, right?
No, and then I saw that video that came out where she was like yelling at her assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what's going to take to get her fired. I was like, please.
And it didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was at work a couple days ago and I got like a little alert on Twitter.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I was like, holy shit. I don't know if I can say that wholly. You
know, oh, no, go ahead. Yeah.
But you're gonna I'm also not surprised because in the reunion, when they asked her what she did for work, and she had this like weird roundabout answer. And I'm like, you sound like you're doing something illegal. Like, this doesn't sound like it sounds. Like
Andy thought so too, huh? Yeah.
It sounds like a marketing Ponzi scheme, which honestly, a ton of people in LA do that.
Oh, yeah.
Like tons. So I like know what it sounds like. So when she said it in the reunion, I'm like,
this oh God, yeah,
sound good. And I'm like, now you're on a reality show and now people are going to look into this. And wild. Lo and behold.
It's wild. All right. So you're a Housewives fan. Oh, we have, yeah, this is our last question. It's very important. Mount Rushmore. There's four Housewives you can pick that are on the wall forever. Who are the four that you're picking?
Oh Lord, that's
they don't have to be your favorite, just iconic, just Housewives.
Like, iconic. Like, if you think Housewives, you think of these four that are like to okay, you the most
it
important.
Have to be my favorite.
No. Just like most critical for the show.
That 20 years from now, you'll be thinking back about these four women.
Yes.
That,
for example, we could give you Justine's Mount Rushmore.
Oh, no. Don't even give it. Okay. No, let's hear fresh.
All right.
Okay. Bethany Frankel.
All right.
Okay. Bethany Frankel. Obviously Teresa.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Absolutely.
Obviously. This is gonna get tough. Vicky, because she started it all.
This is, you're close to Justine's, okay.
And
I can't remember my last one.
I can't either.
This one I have a soft spot for, Lisa Vanderpump.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. I can see that.
That's a good
Who's
Mount
our
Rushmore,
other one? My other one was
was it Nene? Might have been
Nene. Oh, maybe Nene. Nene. Yeah. I can't remember Geneva's.
Kenya Moore is a good one too. There's some good ones.
Yeah.
Who's your guys' favorite from Dallas?
Ugh, I'm not a Dallas fan.
I like Stephanie. That's it.
You like Stephanie? Yeah. I think Justine likes Cam. I'm just not really a Dallas fan. I couldn't pick a favorite.
Yeah. They're kind of all bugging me now. I guess Tiffany and Cam, if her family's not crazy behind the scenes. And I don't like a woman that says I liked Cam, she's funny, but then she's saying she's never paid a bill in her life. And that kind of makes me angry inside.
So, she definitely doesn't have any real life experience.
Oh,
not
that's at
why
all.
I like Stephanie, because she came from like nothing.
Yeah.
And like, she actually like knows that she's
sweet.
Extremely blessed.
Yes.
Like, she's very sweet and authentic.
Yeah, that's
true. I like how open she is. And she probably does help a lot of people talking about depression, because she's so gorgeous. You would never think someone like that, you know, is
totally. Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Dealing with mental issues. So
man, you may
that
have
is
to
very
join us
nice.
Sometime for a Bravo episode. I feel like you have
100%.
Thoughts. Okay,
like,
we'll have
I
you.
I know my Bravo.
Okay. What do you think about right, Brandy we'll and the cheating husband? Oh, now if Stephanie's husband is best friends with Brandy's husband, that makes me nervous for Stephanie. And if I was Stephanie, I'd say you're not friends with him anymore.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
That whole thing is a mess. And like, it's really sad, because aren't Brandy and her husband, weren't they like high school sweethearts?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, they've been together forever. They just had a baby.
Makes you sick.
Another baby. I don't know details about it.
They
though.
Say that the other baby could be his lover's baby, and that, but I don't know if that's
the
true.
One that they
it's
adopted,
from an
that's
affair.
Why he has red hair. Yeah.
Wow.
And then people are circling, like, they smile. People are online circling wrinkle marks on the baby's face and his face that make me feel like they murdered the mom and took the baby.
To be honest, though, I think it's pretty wild how much that baby looks like that.
Yes.
And the baby just pops up. They're walking down the stairs with it, and they're like, we got a baby, and it's got red hair. I mean, it's crazy.
Exactly like us. I literally thought that when I watched that, but I was like, out of all the babies you can adopt, this one literally looks like.
And they're like, somebody just called us up and offered him to us. Yeah. And there's other people on waiting lists for years for a baby. Come on.
I don't know what. Like, that's kind of. I wouldn't be surprised.
Right?
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's wild. All right. Well, you're definitely joining us for a Bravo episode. We got shit to Gus.
Sounds yeah, good. We'll reach Love out it. And yeah, let's do that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Like, honestly, so much fun to talk to you. And I think like we talked to you a couple years ago, and like to see, it's just cool to see what you've really like, how you've developed like your sense of self and stuff. So it's really cool to see
your skincare too. Not a wrinkle on that face.
I know.
I'm jealous.
You look younger than ever.
Please don't have children.
We're rooting for you, so we're excited to see what else.
And you better invite us to your wedding.
Yeah,
of course.
Please.
Whenever that happens.
Great. We're there. All right. Great. Thanks. We had so much
we'll
fun talking to you.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye, Casey. Thanks so much.
Bye. You guys.